Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday, May 22nd, 2020. 14 coming up on 15 minutes past the hour. And we are having a great time here this morning on WWGH Radio. How about this? Now, here's the thing. We just got a call before we went to break there. Somebody had tried my macaroni and cheese recipe, and I know a lot of people are going to have Memorial Day get-togethers this weekend and all kinds of things going on from time to time, and we got a call during the break that somebody wanted my macaroni and cheese recipe that they did not get it the first time around. Now, it's very simple. So if you have a pen or paper, I'm going to give you a minute here to get your pen and paper ready. Or however you're writing this down. It's very simple, though. So grab your pens, grab your papers, and get all your writing utensils, and I'm going to give you the famous macaroni and cheese recipe. Now, I'll tell you, it's kind of interesting, because here's how I came up. What happened was, I don't know if I told this, the backstory on this. What happened was, you know, I was being invited to a lot of things, and a lot of them were kind of potlucks. So I always had to bring something, but that becomes a bear after a while, because if you do something very creative and very big, it takes a long time, and sometimes you don't have that time. So when I don't know if I was in college at the time, or if I had just started to work at the radio station, I don't know, but it was a busy time in my life, I remember that, and I was constantly being invited to these things. And I know people like macaroni and cheese. It's just one of those things that everybody in the world likes except Charlie Evers and Jeff Ruth. They don't like it. So I was trying to think of what I should bring, and I thought, well, maybe I'll bring macaroni and cheese. But then I thought, you know, that's kind of boring just to make macaroni and cheese, and I'm not going to do that. So I came up with this recipe in my own mind, and I made it. Much like the cottage cheese recipe, which, you know what, I'll give that too. Because maybe there are some diabetics out there, because this is the best diabetic, no carbohydrate dessert that I've ever eaten. And it's the easiest thing in the world to cook too. So I'll give you that one too. That's worthwhile. And a lot of people know about that one already. But these are the two recipes that I have put my personal stamp on. So I was making macaroni and cheese to take to this get-together, but I thought it's boring and I want to spice it up a little bit. And that's how this recipe came about. So I think I've stalled here for a minute. So let me give you the macaroni and cheese recipe, and then I'm going to give you... this other thing doesn't really have a name, to be honest with you. This cottage cheese thing, I just call it the cottage cheese whipped cream dessert. Because that's... you know, it needs a name. Maybe this morning we'll try to come up with a name. That would be fun. Once I tell you the recipe, you tell me what a good name would be for this thing, because it doesn't have a name. And it can even be a name that you make up. Maybe that's what we'll do. That'd be fun. And maybe we need a name for this macaroni and cheese, too, because it's not just plain macaroni and cheese. Okay, here's the macaroni and cheese recipe. It's very simple. All you do... go to the store, and it depends on how many people you're trying to feed, so you just got to gauge it on that. But, you know, obviously the more people, the more you'll need to buy. But what you do is you go to the grocery store, and you just buy the instant boxes of Kraft macaroni and cheese. Now, usually to fill, like a casserole dish, I get usually two or three boxes. Sometimes I've used four, but again, the more people you're feeding, the more you want to make, just get as much as you need. But what you do, you get the instant Kraft macaroni and cheese. Now, what you also need to buy is you need to buy a bag of shredded Colby cheese, a bag of shredded mozzarella cheese, and a bag of shredded American cheese. Now, if you can't find shredded American cheese, which apparently is difficult in some of the stores, I'll tell you what you can use instead of American. You can use cheddar. Cheddar would be good, and I know that's shredded. Cheddar would work in this as well. What you basically need are three different cheeses, but don't go with any odd cheeses. Don't do any Swiss or Pepper Jack, because that's really going to throw it off. So but the two mainstays you need are mozzarella, Colby. Those are the big ones. Now, you can use American, or you can use cheddar, but it has to be the shredded cheese. So that's all you need to make this. You need the boxes of the instant Kraft macaroni and cheese, or any instant brand that you like. It really doesn't matter what it is. And then you need those three bags of shredded cheese. You go home, you get out the saucepan, like you normally would to make macaroni and cheese, and you make the instant macaroni and cheese just like you normally would. Boil the shells, or whatever it is, boil the pasta. And once the pasta's done, drain the water off of it, like you make instant macaroni and cheese. And don't forget to do this, because people forget this. You know the little packet of cheese that comes in instant macaroni and cheese? Dump that in there. You want to have it in there. Just make the instant macaroni and cheese like you normally would. Finish it completely, so it's got the powdered cheese on it. It's all mixed together, just as if you were about to eat instant macaroni and cheese. Now, once you've got that made in your saucepan, you just take that instant macaroni and cheese and you dump it into a casserole dish. Dump all the instant macaroni and cheese into a casserole dish. Then what you do is you get your shredded mozzarella cheese and you use about... Well, what I would do is use the whole bag. Now, again, if you've just got one box of instant, that might be a little heavy, macaroni and cheese. But if you've got more than two boxes, or you've got two or more boxes, just use the whole bag if it's a regular size bag. You put that, but sprinkle it so it's all over it evenly. Sprinkle the mozzarella cheese over top of the instant in this casserole dish. Then sprinkle the Colby. And then sprinkle the American or cheddar, whichever one you can find or want to use. Then, once you've got them on top of the instant, you put them into the oven. Now, the temperature will depend on your oven and how you're doing this, but all you're trying to do is melt that shredded cheese and kind of make it brown on top. Not crispy brown, but just kind of turn brown. So you got to kind of keep an eye. It usually takes 10 minutes, 15 minutes, depending on what you have your oven set at. You just want that cheese on top to melt and then kind of turn brown on top, just so you know it's warm and ready to go. Then when that's done, turn off the oven, take the casserole dish out. Now, you can do this two ways. I've done it both ways. You can leave it just like that and then scoop it out and give it to people with a spatula. Or you can now stir it all up, because it'll stir easy at that point because the cheese on top is all melted. Either way, it's completely, you think it's going to taste like instant macaroni and cheese, but it doesn't. It tastes completely different, and it is just delicious. And like I say, I've never taken it to a cookout or a get-together where this was not a hit. So that's it. And it's fairly cheap, because you can buy instant macaroni and cheese for under $1 a box, and you can a lot of times get this shredded cheese for under $2 a bag. So this is not even a $10 meal, and it's very good. And the leftovers are good. It's one of those things where the leftovers hold up very well. So that is my recipe. Now, it really has no name except macaroni and cheese, so we'll come up with a name for that in a second, but I want to give you the cottage cheese recipe, because a lot of people are interested in this particular recipe as well. So here's what it is. All you need here, You just need a regular size container of cottage cheese, and you need a regular size container of Cool Whip, or the generic, it doesn't matter. But you cannot use spray whipped cream. It's got to be Cool Whip. It's got to be already set up whipped cream. Then what you get is a box of sugar-free Jell-O. Now, you can choose the flavor. Orange, cherry, strawberry, lemon, whatever you want. Just a regular, 39-cent box of sugar-free Jell-O, whatever flavor you want. Now, my two favorites are strawberry banana. That tastes very good. Or orange. Orange ends up tasting like a creamsicle to me. And this is simple as well. All you do is you go home, you got to let the Cool Whip thaw out a little bit. You don't want it frozen. So you take the Cool Whip. Once the Cool Whip has thawed out, is you dump it into a big bowl. Just dump all the Cool Whip into a big bowl. Then you take the contents of the cottage cheese container and you dump that into the big bowl right on top of the Cool Whip. Then you take, don't make the Jell-O, just the powder, the Jell-O powder. You take the Jell-O powder and you dump that in on top of the cottage cheese and the whipped cream. You don't have to measure any of it. It'll work perfectly that way. If you have the regular cottage cheese size, if you have the regular Cool Whip size, and you have the regular Jell-O size, it's going to work perfect. Then all you do is stir that all together. And what you'll know you're doing it right when the powder starts to dissolve. So if you're making orange, everything will turn orange. If you're making strawberry, cherry, strawberry, banana, everything will turn kind of a pinkish red. You just mix it all up. But you got to mix it up good because you want the cottage cheese and the whipped cream to really come together. Then you take that bowl. Now make sure you put a lid on it because it's not very good when it dries out. Put a lid on it and then put it in the refrigerator, not the freezer. Put it in the refrigerator for about 15 minutes is all. It doesn't need to be in there very long at all. Now, you're going to have to keep it refrigerated. I mean, you can set it out on the table for people to eat, but, you're going to have to keep it refrigerated when it's not out on the table because it's got milk in it, milk product. So that's it. And what is so great about it, it tastes delicious. It tastes kind of sweet, which is odd because there's zero sugar in it. There's no sugar in Cool Whip. There's no sugar in cottage cheese. There's no sugar in sugar-free Jell-O. So it's great for diabetics. And it has no carbohydrates in it either. So a lot of people are on this keto diet. A lot of people are on this Atkins diet. So it's a great dessert for that because there are no carbohydrates in it. And a lot of people just avoid carbohydrates anyway. So that's a very good dessert. So those are my two desserts for those are my two recipes for Memorial Day. You got the macaroni and cheese recipe now, and you've got the whipped cream cottage cheese thing. Now, does anybody have names for those? You could name them right now, and they might now be the names forever, because I really don't have names, and they didn't come out of a cookbook. So I don't really know what they are. So if anybody wants to name them, let me know. What do you think the name should be? 740-383-9944. Give me a ring. Oh, let's see here. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, Scott. I've got a recipe that's similar to yours. It's called Quick Salad.
Really?
Yes.
Now, what is that?
Okay, you use 12 ounces of cottage cheese, small curd.
Right.
4.5 ounces of Cool Whip.
Mm-hmm.
1 large can of crushed pineapple drained.
Mm.
And 3 ounces of orange Jell-O or any flavor.
And what do they call that?
Quick, Q-U-I-C-K. Quick salad.
Quick salad. Well, it's interesting because, that sounds good. Now, I don't know, canned pineapple, does that have any sugar in it?
It probably does.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But you know what? I have also, when I've made this, when I'm not making it for, because I'm not diabetic, but, I try to prepare it for people like that. I've also put fruit cocktail in it.
Yeah, you could do that.
Yeah, which that tastes very good, too. I just dump a whole can of fruit cocktail in it. Now, I did want to ask, because I know you're very well in the kitchen, and Charlie used to talk about this. Do you know what marshmallow salad is?
Well, it depends.
Well, Charlie used to talk about this marshmallow salad, and everybody wanted the recipe, but I can't remember what marshmallow salad was.
I don't know. There's different salads I make that call, you know, they use miniature marshmallows in it. But I never heard it called marshmallow salad. Excuse me.
Huh. Because I'm almost sure he used to call it, because I think when he was at WMRN, back with Madge, on the Orbit show, there was a big, was it marshmallow salad? I want to say it was marshmallow salad that he used to talk about, but I don't know what would be in marshmallow salad.
Well, I'll look up in my cookbooks, because I've got plenty of them. And to the mac and cheese recipe.
Yes.
If you can't find American cheese, just buy a half a pound and shred it.
Yeah, it's not hard to shred cheese.
No, you're
exactly right. Yeah, I mean, but I'm thinking, I have seen American shredded cheese, haven't you?
No, I have not.
Oh, so they don't, I wonder why they don't shred American.
I don't know. Well, it could probably be pretty gummy.
Huh. It could be. I guess you're probably right, because American is more of a gummy thing.
Yeah.
Maybe
so
I did shred.
That's what I would do. I would just buy a half a pound and shred it, because that's 8 ounces. And these bags are 8 ounces of cheese.
Yeah.
So I think that would be the way to go.
Perfect. And if you come up with a marshmallow salad, give me a call back.
I'll call you.
Hey,
I will.
Thanks
a lot.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm, bye-bye.
Well, that's interesting. So there's a similar recipe there with pineapple in it called quick salad. Now, see, I'm getting in an argument online now that cottage cheese has carbohydrates. Cottage cheese does not have carbohydrates in it. That's wrong. So the person who's making these claims is also talking about recipes. Now, if you have a recipe, call in and share it. That's what we're doing here. Now, this is something you can call in for. If you have a marshmallow salad recipe, because I think it was marshmallow salad. Give me a ring. 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. But cottage cheese does not have carbohydrates, and it doesn't have sugar. I've checked on this. Check your container. But quick salad, that's a good name. So does anybody have a name for the macaroni and cheese? Or does anybody have a name for that marshmallow cottage cheese stuff, minus the pineapple? Can anybody name that? We'll have a naming contest here this morning. 31 and a half minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And also talking about marshmallow salad, I'm almost positive there was this big uproar about marshmallow salad. Because I remember Charlie talking about this. And I never really understood what marshmallow salad was. Because it doesn't sound all that appetizing. Now, I doubt there's salad in it. I don't know what would be in it, though. Obviously marshmallows. But I don't know what the other ingredients would be. All right. Now somebody is sending me the contents of a cottage cheese container. All right, let me take a look here. Cottage cheese container. Serving size, 1 cup of cottage cheese has 5 grams of carbohydrate. Well, that's not loaded with carbohydrates. 5 grams in a cup? How many cups are in a, 6 serving size per container. So a whole big container of cottage cheese only has 30 carbohydrates, and there's no carbohydrates in Cool Whip, and there's no carbohydrates in the Jell-O, so this whole thing would only have 30 carbohydrates, and that's if you ate the whole thing. Most people only eat about a cup or maybe 2 cups or something like that, so I don't know why it's not loaded with cottage cheese. 30 carbohydrates is not bad. 740-383-9944. Is there anything you make on Memorial Day? Also, do we have any reports from the restaurants yesterday? Did anybody go to the restaurants and sit down? What was that like? Were they busy? Were there lines? Did the price go up? Let me know. 740-383-9944. Now I'm being told I said there were no carbs, so that's false info. Okay, what next to no carbs? But it's certainly not loaded with carbohydrates. If you look at carbohydrates and other things, especially desserts, 30 carbohydrates for the whole thing, a whole container of cottage cheese, is really not going to put you over the edge if you're a diabetic or somebody who doesn't want to have carbs. Now, recipes are the topic. Does anybody have a name for these things? 740-383-9944. Does anybody have a name for these desserts? Or the macaroni and cheese? Because we need to call them something. Because it's kind of difficult to explain them when you don't have a name. Now, I'll go with quick salad on the whipped cream cottage cheese thing. Because I think that's very, very good. Now somebody's telling me whipped cream. You know, I think people just like to prove me wrong. I think there's a thing out there. Cool Whip has carbs. Well, send me the side of the Cool Whip container. It doesn't have many, if it does. It's like next to nothing. So let me know about Cool Whip. So now we know cottage cheese, the whole container, has 30 carbohydrates, which is nothing. So, somebody tell me about whipped cream now. I know whipped cream is very low. It's like one carbohydrate in a cup or something like that. It's a very, very low amount. Oh, you know what I wanted to say this morning before breakfast is over at McDonald's? When I went to McDonald's this morning to get my diet soda, for some reason, as I passed by the window, I could smell nothing but syrup and hotcakes. And I'm not a big pancake person, to be honest with you. But, you know, it smelled so good this morning. I don't know why that smelled so good. And I had already ordered, so I couldn't get any hotcakes and butter and syrup because I'd already been through the line. When I pulled up to that window, I don't know if they had just made the syrup or the hotcakes or what it was, but coming out of that window, that smelled so good this morning. And as I say, I'm not normally a pancake person or even a syrup person, but boy, did that smell good coming out of that window. And normally, there are things coming out of windows in these restaurants that do not smell good. But that smelled delicious this morning. I wanted to make sure I brought that up. I wish I had smelled that when I had been back at the window placing my order, because it just smelled so good, those hotcakes at McDonald's with the syrup and the butter. Very delicious. And I'm already through my soda. I must be talking a lot this morning, or it must be dry in the room, because I'm just about to polish off my large Diet Coke, so there's an issue there as well. Although, I think there's supposed to be a delivery of a large Diet Coke today. Now, I don't know if it'll happen or not, because the person's a little flim-flam, but they did say they were going to do that today, but we are approaching 10 o'clock here, so you never know. There'll only be 3 hours left here, because I'm only on through 1 o'clock today. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a ring, and we'll get you up on the air. Also, I do want to mention, I will be back on the air tonight, 8 to 10 p.m. with Bailey Hunt. Bales, my dear pal, will be on tonight live, so don't forget that, the big Memorial Day program tonight. Let's go back to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, I've got another recipe. It's called cherry fruit salad.
Cherry fruit salad.
It is delicious.
All right, give it to us.
Okay, 1 can of cherry pie filling.
All right.
1 can of pineapple drained. I use the tidbits. You can use crushed if you want.
Okay, got it.
1 can of Eagle Brand milk.
All right.
1 cup of miniature marshmallows.
That's not okay, got it.
1 2-ounce package of chopped pecans.
All right.
And 1 large container of Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
Just mix that all together and refrigerate it for a couple hours, and it is really, really good.
Really? So you don't have to cook anything here? You just mix it up?
No. Just mix it all together, put it in the fridge, and serve it. And it's I've had a lot of compliments from this.
Now,
my son loves it.
Now, do you do it just in a bowl, or do you do it in kind of
I put it like in a big Tupperware container with a lid on it, put it in the fridge.
So cherry fruit salad. That sounds delicious.
It is. It's very good.
Hey, thank you.
Alrighty.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
I know there are some people who love cherry pie, so that might be a good thing. Pineapple, pecans, Cool Whip, milk, cherry pie filling. That does not sound bad at all, and you don't have to cook anything. You just whip it all up. Sometimes those things taste very, very good, and you never really know why. Marshmallows. You put it together, and you think you won't like it, but it ends up tasting great, and then it becomes a staple at whatever event you are at. So it's just highly interesting. Any more recipes, feel free to call in. 39 coming up on 40 minutes past the hour. Or can you name my macaroni and cheese dish? Or can you name my cottage cheese dish? We do have quick salad. That could be the name for it. But is there a name that better fits it, that describes it? 740-383-9944. Let's see here. Well, see, now, the person who likes cherry pie just sent me a message, and there's something in that that they are allergic to, but I would just leave that out. I don't think I would put the product that's you're allergic to, deathly allergic to, that will kill you. I think I would leave that product out. I think that's how you avoid killing yourself with any dessert. You have to do that. And now I'm thinking, Monday, should I make the macaroni and cheese for the big cookout? Should I make this cottage cheese dessert? Maybe I should. I don't know. Maybe I will. Maybe I won't. You know, the thing I'm interested in is the price of ground beef, because obviously that has gone up. So I wonder how much hamburger I will be able to buy, because I know a lot of places have put hamburger on kind of limits. You really have to pick and choose when it comes to how much hamburger you can buy, unless maybe I go two different days. Like if I went maybe today, hamburger keeps that long. If I went today and maybe tomorrow and just bought hamburger on two different days, I would have enough. Because I certainly don't want to be doing it on Sunday the night before, because the thing's at 2 o'clock on Monday. It'll be interesting. It'll be something to talk about when I'm back here on Tuesday morning, the big Memorial Day cookout, because right now we have a lot of ambiguity around the whole thing. Who's showing up? Is one person going to show up or not? We really don't know. It kind of swings back and forth depending on the day. We really don't know. I don't know if they will or not. It's an odd thing, and I certainly understand what the problem is, but you would think we could get past this at some point. All right, let's go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
This is Martha Marie.
Martha, how you doing?
Talking to Scott Spears.
Whoa.
I just got my shower.
You did? All right, so are you feeling good for the day,
and
Martha?
When we was getting ready to go to the shower, my hospice nurse heard Charlie say about Martha Dowse twirling her baton on Girard Avenue.
Well, that's true.
I love to hear that.
Well, Martha, tell the audience, you used to go out, it's no joke, you used to go out in the alley of Girard Avenue where your studio was, and you would throw a fire baton up in the air.
Yes, that fire baton cost me $400.
Now, tell us how that worked, Martha. How? Because people don't know.
You cannot teach the fire baton inside 488 Girard, the building. I had to go outside and use white gas.
What kind of gas was this, Martha?
White. W-H-I-T-E.
Oh, white gas. Now, where do you get white gas? Isn't that, where do you go get that?
Special place I wrote to New York City and got them to send it to me.
So what do you take the baton.
And when my student, April Meyer, here comes Grandpa.
Oh, well, he'll like to hear this story. So you take the baton And you dip it in the white gas?
Yes.
Now,
I taught that to April Meyer. She started when she was 5 years old, and she graduated from Pleasant High School. When she got out of the eighth grade, I called band director at Pleasant, and I said, "Sir, this is Martha Dallas Menace, and I've got an eighth grade girl that wants to be in your Pleasant band because I taught her how to twirl fire." He said, "F-I-R-E?" I said, "Yes." And he said, "You send her out here and I'll let her graduate." So she was in that. Every Friday night I went to the Pleasant game to watch my student twirl fire.
Wow. So, Martha, you would go
and
out...
And I had to go outside to teach her in the alley.
So you would go outside... And you would take this baton and you would dip it in white gasoline?
Yep.
And then how would you get it on fire?
Took a match.
Now, and then you would just throw it up in the air?
Yep.
Now, how did you stop from burning your hand, Martha?
Well, I never did. I was taught how to do it in New York City.
My goodness.
I had a wonderful baton teacher. She also taught me how to twirl with my right hand, do a back bend, and touch your head to the ground.
Wow.
And she said, I learned that at Baldwin Wallace College. And she said, "Martha, when your mother and dad came after you, you cost $75 to go to Baldwin Wallace to be trained how to teach percussion instrument. You know what kettle drums are, Scott?"
Yes.
Well, I learned how to do that, and in the afternoon I saw some baton twirlers, and I went up to the teacher and I said, "Mrs. Calderwood, I would love to learn to do that back then, and I want to learn how to twirl. Can you teach me?" I said, "I don't have no baton." She says, "Well, I've got an extra baton in my car. Here's my key." So I took her baton, and I learned how to do it immediately. And I knew my back was in real good shape because of my dancing. And she said, "Martha, I want to talk to your mother when she and your dad come after you in 2 weeks." I said, "Roberta, Mom and Dad's here to make me to Marion." She went over and knocked on the door. She said, "Mrs. Dallas, your daughter knows more about baton twirling than I do. You take her home and put an ad in the paper. Martha Dallas is opening a major school and a majorette school. Limited number accepted." And I got 28 girls and 3 boys. And that's how it all started.
And your original studio was where, Martha?
What?
Where was your original studio?
Yeah. 197 South Prospect Street.
Beautiful. Right across
the backyard.
And the fire fighters used to yell at you, didn't they, Martha?
Yeah.
What did the firefighters across the street used to yell at you?
"Martha, pick it up. Do it again."
Well, Martha, you know what?
They loved me. They had me right up and down the pole in the fire station. And they loved me. When I got to be Harding Majorette, they took a picture of me that Mom gave them, put an 8x10 black and white picture of me in their office. and it hung there for years.
Now, Martha, before we move on here, we always like to have a musical act in this show, and I've talked about this. You wrote a song with a lady who's no longer with us many years ago. It's the Martha Dowse song. Can you sing that for us here on Memorial Day weekend?
I sure can.
All right, now here I'll introduce you, Martha, and then you go right ahead. Now here is the queen of dance, 75 years of dance here in Marion, well over it, studios all over through Ohio and beyond. She is the one and only queen of dance in Marion, Ohio, but the queen of dance all over the world, performing the Martha Dowse song on WWGH Radio. Here is the queen herself, Martha Dowse. Martha, take it away.
We are the kids from Martha Dowse. You hear so much about the people stop and stare at us whenever we go out. We're noted for our dancing and twirling and the many things we do. Most everybody likes us and we hope you like us too. I do. As we go twirling and the music starts to play, hooray, raw, you will see Dowse Dance Studios be on this earth forever and ever, amen.
And Martha too. Martha, thank you for calling. Stay tuned and call in
anytime.
Let me tell you,
we are the folks from presidents we hear so much about. The people stop and stare at us whenever we go out. We're noted for our dancing and our twirling and our nursery activities. Most everybody likes us and we hope you like us too. I do. As we play bingo and the music starts to play, hooray, raw, you. We'll see Jim Compton and Martha Dowse be in this world forever.
Oh, Martha, I'm sure that's true. And hey, Martha, I know Charlie's listening. Say hello to Charlie Evers.
Oh, my God, are you kidding?
Yes, he's out there listening. Say hello to him, Martha.
I want to sing happy birthday to him. Happy birthday to Charlie Evers. May God bless Charlie Evers. May the Virgin Mary, you know who that is, and all her angels will pray for Charlie and the radio station and Scott Spears forever and ever. He's the greatest man that ever was, and I love Madge Guthrie and Charlie Evers and MRN.
Absolutely. Thank you, Martha.
Thank you.
The legendary Martha Dowse Manasi. Hey, doesn't get it. Now, is there any radio station in the world, forget America, the world right now that just did what we did? This is hometown radio. And none of this is planned, but that is the Martha Dowse song. So if you've never heard the Martha Dowse song, I want you to learn it and sing it to your friends. It's a great song. Martha Dowse developed that many years ago. 52 minutes past the hour here. Give us a call. Are you having a good time this morning? I know I am. Is anybody going to name my macaroni and cheese dish? Or is anybody going to name my cottage cheese thing, cottage cheese whipped cream jello? Give me a call, 740-383-9944, and we can certainly talk about it. Give me a ring. 740-383-9944. As I am chastised about carbohydrates in cottage cheese and whipped cream, I am... We're having a morning here this morning, folks. Let me tell you. Go ahead, caller.
I thought of one.
All right.
A cheesy mac and cheese bake.
Cheesy mac and cheese bake. I like it. Let me write that down here. Cheesy... mac and cheese bake. I like it.
You're taxing my brain today.
Why? Did you enjoy hearing Martha Dowse?
Yes, she's funny.
She is one of a kind. 89
yeah.
years old now.
I know. I just hope when I get that age, I can remember like she does.
Oh, she's got a memory like a steel trap.
Yes, she does.
Thank
okay,
you for calling.
Thanks
Bye.
A lot. Bye-bye.
All right, phone number... It's open, 740-383-9944. All right, Here we go. Phone lines are open. Oh, I know what this is. Go ahead, caller.
This is Martha again. I've called you 3 times.
Well, that's okay, Martha. What's...
I want to tell you what my mother loved.
What is that?
She loved the hamburgers from the root beer stand up across from Bob Smith's grocery store.
Oh,
it's still there.
Stewart's root beer.
You order a hamburger with baked beans and baked bean sauce. And that is the best sandwich ever.
Now wait, it's a hamburger, and you put baked bean sauce on the hamburger?
Chili sauce.
Oh, chili sauce. I don't know if they still have it.
They still have it. My kids got calls from my mother, their grandmother, and they went up and... went up there and bought her sandwiches, and it's still there.
My goodness. Well, Martha, when you get out of quarantine, we'll all have to go up to the... I know the owner of the root beer stand. I think she's listening right now, Michelle. Maybe we'll all have to go up to the root beer stand and do some radio when you're out of quarantine.
Oh, they have been there for years.
Yeah, and they have a little... Mary Ellen Withrow and myself were up at the root beer stand a couple months ago, so maybe we'll all have to go and have lunch one day.
Oh, I would love to. I love Mary Ellen Withrow. I'm Republican and she's Democrat, but every time she won, I voted for her.
I know. Well, Martha, I'll have to try one of these baked bean burgers. Our chili burgers.
You do that.
Thank you, Martha. Now, do you feel this morning like we're having, I don't know what you call this morning, and we got 3 more hours to go. Charlie, where are you? We need you here so I can take a break. I know Charlie's listening, and I'll tell you, hearing Martha Dowse, I'm sure, made Charlie very happy. I know that relationship goes back many, many years. Many, many years. Charlie's 85 and Martha's 89, so there you go. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I'm going to make it easy for you.
All right. Mac
and cheese delight.
Mac and cheese delight. That's not bad. I like that. Mac and cheese delight. We'll put that on the list.
All right.
Thank you. All right, and we're also trying to name my... My dishes here at this point. Mac and I gave the recipes earlier. I hope you'll be making those at your home this weekend. We've got cheesy mac and cheese bake. That's one of the names. And we've got mac and cheese delight on this at this point. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I was going to say mac and cheese deluxe.
Oh, deluxe is good too. Mac and cheese deluxe. I like that. Are you enjoying the program this morning?
I am, and I'm listening to Martha. We are cousins by marriage.
Oh, well, Martha's listening. Say hello to Martha.
You tell Martha I'll be 91.
You'll be 91. Wow. You know what? And everybody's still up moving. That's a good thing.
That is good.
Yes. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Well, I know Martha's listening. Well, Martha, your cousin just called in. All right, we got 3 names here. We got Cheesy Mac and Cheese Bake. We've got Mac and Cheese Deluxe. And we've got Mac and Cheese Delight. Those are the names so far. Now, don't forget, I'll be on for 3 more hours today. Maybe. I don't know. You know, with this kind of show, at this point, I don't know if I'll make it. You know, this is very exhausting work. This is like concrete working out on the streets of Marion. Holy moly. What else can happen this morning? 740-383-9944. Can you name the mac and cheese dish? Can you name anything else? Oh, here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Who is my cousin that's 91?
I don't know. Did you recognize her voice?
Who is my cousin that's 91?
Did you recognize that voice, Martha?
No.
Well, I'll tell you what. We'll get off the line here, and maybe she can call back in and tell you.
Oh, I bet that. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Again, there is no radio station on God's green earth right now doing what we're doing. I don't know. Okay. Well, call in if you're Martha's cousin. She's not sure who that was. She did not recognize the voice. So give us a call, 740-383-9944. Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
If I said Peggy, I think she might have known.
All right, Peggy, Martha, she's out there listening. Peggy is saying hello. Thank you, Peggy.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. There you go. Well, we've made a connection. You know, this morning, I kind of feel, you remember those old switchboard operators who used to connect people? That's what I feel I'm doing here this morning. It's kind of a cooking show, and I'm a switchboard operator. And guess what? We'll be doing it for 3 more hours today. I'll be filling in for the broadcasting icon, Charlie Evers, for the next 2 hours from 10 until 12 noon. And then I'll have Exchange Club on from 12 to 1 today, so don't go anywhere. We've still got a lot to do here. You know what? You've learned this morning how to throw a fire baton. You've learned this morning the Martha Dowse song. You've learned this morning how to make mac and cheese and cottage cheese and whipped cream. You know what? This is a show. Put this one in the archives. Go ahead, caller.
Scott's
yes.
Magic Mac and Cheese.
Oh, that's a good one, too. Now, do you have anything for the whipped cream?
No.
Okay, somebody's going to have to give...
I just like your mac and cheese recipe.
Oh, have you tried it yet?
Not yet, but it sounds really good.
I got one good review this morning.
I'd try it this weekend.
Oh, try it and let me know how it goes.
I will do that, but Scott's Magic... mac and cheese.
Oh, Scott's Magic Mac and Cheese. I like it. Thank you.
There you go.
I love it.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Scott, okay, so the titles we have, and we're going to take them all morning here. Scott's Magic Mac and Cheese, Cheesy Mac and Cheese, Bake, Mac and Cheese Delight, and Mac and Cheese Deluxe. And those recipes are... we're giving her... we'll have to put them on the website now. I feel like one of those people on, like, the... Syndicate, Dr. Phil or Dr. Oz, and you'll be able to get that recipe on the website. Oh, mercy me. Go ahead, caller.
I just want to put my vote in for the title.
All right.
I like the Scott's Magic Mac and Cheese.
You know, that's in it. I like that one, too. Did you hear Martha Dowse call in this morning?
Oh, yes. I've been tuned in for the... majority of the morning.
Are you ready to go out and throw a fire baton with white gasoline?
No. No, I'm not.
Well,
I'll leave that to the professional.
Well, think of a
I'm not very coordinated. I would probably catch something on fire.
Well, think of a name for my cottage cheese whipped cream stuff.
So I was listening to that. My grandma used to make that.
I ripped your grandma off. I feel bad now.
She did Weight Watchers for years, and that is it. So just so I have that recipe correct, that's the dry Jell-O,
right?
The cottage cheese and the Cool Whip,
right? And just the regular.
Yeah. So that's like dieters' ice cream. At Weight Watchers, they tell you to eat that if you're craving ice cream because it is so much better for you.
And if you put the orange in there, the orange Jell-O, it tastes
got me wanting to try that because Granny used to always do it with raspberry Jell-O, and that was good too. But I thought, you know, because I like those orange creamsicles, and I thought, I bet that's what it would be like if you used the orange Jell-O.
That's what it tastes like. It's very good.
Yeah, and like you said, you could dress it up too with, you could put nuts, fruit cocktail. Just like I thought about your macaroni and cheese, if you wanted that to eat like a meal, like a one-dish meal, you could put hot dogs, like cut hot dogs up in that. Boom.
Oh, you could. Yeah, variations are good.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Okay, toodles.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to break, but we're coming back in 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back in 10 minutes. Think of names for those dishes. Stay tuned.
Now you had to sit and... that I shouldn't be drinking this early in the morning.
No, Tony.
What are you, priest?
No, Tony. You drink when you want to drink. You want to drink
you.
At 10 in the morning,
thank you
drink.
I deserve it. I'm at the age now. I ain't going to stop it. Doctor said my liver's gone.
Your liver's gone. Please calm down, Tony.
WWGH 107.1.